Hello, Mex Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss with the 29th episode of the Nutty Bites Dog Days of Podcasting Project. And I just finished an art project that I have been working on for the last week. A little something. It's for PG, or it's because PG, that's the title of the project. And it's for Viv and Chooch and Christiana. It's a cute drawing that I did of us, my podcast family. There's lots of people in my podcast family, but this is one particular podcast family. This is my crew from Beyond the Wall. And it's an awesome feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but to me, everyone on that podcast is family. It's a fun little project that we do. We don't podcast all year round. We just podcast when the show is on. And I love it. And I just want to make sure I say that. And then I had to record something a little sappy for something else and to go out on the feed. And so, of course, that got me all mushy. Today was fun. As I said, my family is here. And Tech had half day. So that was fun. It took a little while to get going. We decided early on that we weren't going to go to the beach today because it was only 23 degrees and it's going to be 30 tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a much better day at the beach. Besides, it meant my brother-in-law could come with us because my brother-in-law, the job that he has means that there is no off time. He's always on call. And so today that meant he was essentially waiting for the cable guy and was stuck at the house working all day. So tomorrow he can come with us and that'll be a lot more fun. So what do we do today? I finished up the art project, or got the outlines done in the morning, did the coloring at the end of the night, took my niece for a walk on the trail. First time on going on the trail here. Really nice trail. She is just aghast at anything. We were looking at butterflies and moths, and we were talking about them, and every wildflower she had to point out, because this one's a little bit different. And while, yes, it looks like those purple flowers we saw before, but these are different because of this. And, oh, look at these baby's breath looking ones. And, oh, there's daisies, and now there's purple daisies. And that was fun. And then grasshoppers kept jumping in front of her feet. And the grasshoppers here are like an inch long. And then we found a baby toad, and it hopped into her hand, and then it hopped into my hand, and she was just absolutely thrilled. And then she found out that she was allowed to play on the dirt pile in front of my house, and oh, was she over the moon. This is a 9-year-old? Yeah, she's nine. 9-year-old girl, over the moon, gets to play in the dirt pile, having so much fun. My nephew is getting the teens early. He's only 11. He just turned 11, and I swear, he's got that teenager attitude. And, it's too early. Too early for that. And they went to the playground. They had fun there, too. And then we went for, after Tech came back from his run, we went for mini golf. And we went to a glow-in-the-dark mini putt. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And I, of course, did the worst for the adults. But, you know, and then my sister, Hannah, actually beat Tech by 1 point, which is surprising because normally when we go out and we do things like mini putt or bowling or whatever, I mean, Tech almost always gets the top score, or in golf, the lowest score, you know. He always wins. So that was kind of surprising. And then the younger beat the older by 1 point. So that was pretty good. And my sister got 2 holes in 1, including the one that gets you an extra round of golf, but we weren't going to do that again. Then the kids wanted to play in the arcade, and that was outside. And so my sister, you know, asks for $20. We get a bunch of tokens, and they start playing, and they find out, yeah, about 2/3 of the games in this arcade are broken. And they're like, oh, and they don't give refunds on the tokens. So it's like, are you kidding? And of course, the token machine doesn't give change either. So it was $20 in tokens. So they go around And they play a couple of games. And I do the basketball game, but the basketballs had no error in them either. It was really sad. And then my niece goes to like one of these, I call them gambling machines, because it's like you stop on, you have to hit the button, and depending on where it stops, it gives you a bunch of tickets. And I always think of those as, you know, big old ripoffs. And then all of a sudden we turn around and there she is, covered in tickets. There's just tickets beyond tickets beyond tickets. She is covered in them. Turns out she hit the jackpot, or the set, the one off the jackpot. Because what it is you have to hit the X and then it goes on the inside. And the top one that you can get is the prize, where you can get like the Beats headphones or the iPod that nobody ever wins. Or the next best thing you can get is 500 tickets. And she ended up winning 500 tickets. So she was so excited because she's never had that much. And then she looks at behind the counter and is like, what can I get? And it's all junk. And then there's this game on the top, a Halo game, like a board game. She's like, can I get that? Oh, no, that's 1,500 tickets. Okay. So she starts looking around and is like, most of what she can get is just a bunch of junk. So she ended up getting candy for her and her brother. And she got a bracelet. And it's just like, are you kidding? These stupid ticket games. And you know that what we spent on tokens didn't even cover that. But it's whatever. So that was fun. And, you know, how many kids get to experience getting all of those tickets? I mean, that's like the dream, right? So we discovered the other night that the barbecue, one of the nozzles is clogged. So only half the barbecue works. And so cooking dinner for six people is a bit tricky when you only have one burner working on the barbecue. So we said, okay, we'll go to the hardware store and we'll pick up a new valve and we'll be able to fix the barbecue. And then we'll just have, you know, we'll make hamburgers for dinner. So we go to Canadian Tire, which is the chain that we bought the barbecue from 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. We were in Nova Scotia at the time. I don't remember. And we go, and now Canadian Tire only sells one brand of barbecue anyway, or mostly only, you know, it's their own brand, MasterChef, whatever it is. They don't have any parts for it. You have to contact the manufacturer. And then Tech is just like, by the time I do that and how much I'm going to spend, he's like, honestly, we got the knob broken, the ignition thing on the side burner got messed up. Let's just buy a new barbecue. I was like, okay. So we go, I'm like, well, let's see how much it is. And there's one for 130, and then there's one for 180. I'm like, let's just go with the cheaper one. My sister's like, no, you gotta get the bigger one. I'm like, okay, fine. So we end up getting the $189 one. And first we grab the box that we think it is, and we go up to the checkout, and I look and I'm like, that's not the right price. I mean, it's only $10 different, but it's not the right price. I don't understand. And then I look down at the box and it says it's charcoal grill. I'm like, oh no, we can't do that. So I go to bring it back and I think I found the box. I'm like, this is a huge box. And then I see the guy walking around and we're like, well, first off, this box isn't going to fit in the cart. Do you have something bigger? And he tells Tech where the not forklift, but you know, the big trolley thing that they have in stores. I can't think of the words. So Tech goes to get that. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so this is the one, this is the 189 one. He says, yeah, do natural gas or propane? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, which one do you need? I'm like, well, look at the one on display. That's a propane one. He goes, yeah, but what do you need? I'm like, I need a propane one. He says, yeah, this box is the natural gas. I'm like, oh, it's something different. Like there's a different box. He goes, yeah, there's two different models. He's like, let me look it up. He looks it up. He goes, we have eight in the store, but none of them are out. I'll go get it for you. So he goes in and gets it. So not only did we grab the wrong box the first time, the second time we probably would have grabbed the wrong box. So that wouldn't have been fun. So we end up getting it, take it home, Tech setting it up. We go get the burgers, and my niece has celiac. So we're trying to find, she doesn't eat buns with her burgers anyway, but tomorrow we're going to the beach. And so we have to figure out how to make sandwiches for her. And we're trying to find gluten-free bread. And it's like, because I don't know where this stuff is. You know, I'm new to the neighborhood. Never have to do the buying. So we're getting all of that stuff. And So that takes us a while. We come back and where's my niece? Oh, she's still on the dirt pile having fun. And then Tech and my brother-in-law are finishing up putting the barbecue together. We get everything ready for dinner. Fantastic dinner. I still didn't have enough time to play Small World with the kids, unfortunately. I really want to do that, but I couldn't do it during the day. And then they keep going to bed later and later. They're used to eating earlier and we eat later. So it's, but I did get my brother-in-law, my sister to play Bang. And like always, my sister was not too sure about this idea of playing a new game she's never played before. And she's sewing patches onto her kids' backpacks because, you know, once they go home, they've got to go back to school. So they need to be ready for school. So she's doing the whole sewing thing. And, I was like, well, Bang is something you can play while sewing. And we go through it and they're figuring it out. And in the end, she's like, all right, this is cool. We'll do this. And we play and did one game and it's great. I'm like, you guys want to play again? Oh, yeah, let's play again. And we got cut through it the next game. So I love introducing people to Bang. It's a really fantastic game. So Mark the Caffeinated One Kilfoil sent me a link. Apparently, all of the podcasting tracks are streaming live online, which is awesome. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to listen to any of it. So I didn't get to listen in to the Technorama Live. Hopefully, I'll catch that on the feed. I don't know what else was scheduled for today. So we'll see what happens. The Parsecs aren't until Sunday. So I'm hoping I'll be able to watch that. Beyond the Walls up for a Parsec and Consumption is up for a Parsec. I don't know if we're in the same. I think it's in two different categories. I think Consumption is the fact behind the fiction and Beyond the Wall is the fan cast one or something. I could be wrong. So it'd be, I'd hate to be against each other, but that happens, right? But I think those are like the only two Parsecs that you can get for not actually creating speculative fiction. And two specficmedia.com podcasts are up for that. So that's really exciting. I'm not expecting to win. Really not. Not that I don't think that we deserve an award, because I definitely do. I mean, I was talking about this with my sister earlier and she said, well, I've listened every, you know, I've turned on the YouTube every now and then and heard you guys talking about the show and you guys are very entertaining. I think you could win. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not sure that what we put out is exactly what wins Parsecs. So there you have it. If we win, fantastic. That'd be great. I'm totally surprised. But then again, I was completely surprised that Beyond the Wall was made a finalist. So yeah. So everybody's at Dragon Con having awesome times and fun. And I hope they continue to have all that awesome time and fun. And I am having fun with my family. And tomorrow we are going to the beach and that should be fun. And I stayed up way too late to finish up my art project, but I sent it out and Viv saw it right away, which means she's probably doing the whole nocturnal thing. And I know what that's like, especially considering what's happened recently. You know, everything throws you out of whack. And and especially considering certain things, I mean, nighttime's easier. So it was kind of nice to see that she liked it right away. And I'm glad she enjoyed my depiction of her. That's always a worry when I draw somebody and what they're going to think. Because I have had people unhappy. Once or twice, I've had people unhappy with the way that I've drawn them. What I see, I absolutely love. And they don't see themselves that way. So, and yeah, so that's that. And you can listen to a promo for another awesome podcast.
Hi, I'm Keith Aria DeCandido, international best-selling and award-winning author of over 40 novels, as well as comic books, short stories, novellas, and more. I'm also an editor, currently hiring out through Creditorial, a musician, currently percussionist for the Boogie Nights, and a whole lot more. Hear me talk about my writing and my life, and also do readings for my work on my twice-monthly podcast, Dead Kitchen Radio, part of the Chronic Rift Network. For more information, go to chronicrift.com or to deadkitchenradio.mevio.com. nettybites.com.
Netty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nettybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.